the area of third agenda item, general discussion. Director Anderson or Vice Director Storr, did you have something you wanted to mention?
Mr. Vice Chair, this is Phil. I would just mention a couple of items just as updates. First item is we're just completing today a round of regional visits, including awards ceremonies and service award recognition. We've had really good attendance at those meetings in each one of the six regions, and this is our, I believe this is our 14th round of visits to each one of our regions. Staff seems to appreciate us reaching out, coming out and talking with them, and it's also been very beneficial to us. Second item is we've been working hard on a couple of different aspects of the upcoming budget cycle. You're aware that we were directed by the governor's office to prepare a budget that includes a 15% reduction in our general fund spending and submit that to the governor's office by September 19th. 15% general fund reduction for us amounts to just over $11 million. So it's a very, very significant amount of money to reduce. And we will be bringing forward to you at your August meeting the details of the proposal that we are assembling to address that that directive from the governor's office. A second piece that we are working on has to do with potential raising additional revenues for specific categories of work. That is still in process. We've spent several days just this week continuing to work on that, and again, we will be bringing forward drafts of those potential proposals to you at the August meeting. Third item is that we continue to, we being the four commissioners, including Commissioner Wecker, Commissioner Mankin, Commissioner Carpenter, Commissioner Schmitten, working with, in particular, Tim Thompson, who's helping facilitate and preparing for the meeting with several recreational representatives from groups that sent us the letter back in June. We are nearing finality in terms of the agenda that's prepared. We have a date secured of Tuesday, August 5th, so we're preparing to have what we hope is a very good discussion and about the issues that they raised in their letter at that meeting, and I'm sure we'll be reporting to you at your August commission meeting in terms of how that meeting went and any next steps that might be identified. Fourth item is we have a very catastrophic fire situation going on in central Washington that I'm sure you're all aware of. A number of fires, but in particular the one that is in central Washington has been described as it exploded several days ago. Yesterday, the town of Pateras was hit particularly hard by that fire with the loss of a number of homes and other structures. The fire has touched Brewster. It has touched three different wildlife areas of the department. I know that one of our department staff members lost their home. I've talked with Commissioner Schmidt, I believe yesterday. I suspect one of the reasons he's not on the call is associated with what is happening there. I know Commissioner Caney, I'm sure, is right there as well. It's also affected areas over around Twist and Winthrop. So a really catastrophic situation going on with fire in central Washington. So our thoughts and prayers go out to those that are affected by that fire, and as well as people that are fighting that fire, in hopes that they can get that brought under control and reduce any additional loss of property. So those are the four items I would touch on, Mr. Vice Chair, in terms of general discussion.
Thank you, Director Anderson, and I know you speak for all of the Commission that we second your thoughts and prayers regarding all of those in harm's way. Challenging time period, but thank you. Do any other commissioners have any other additional comments or questions or issues they want to raise?
Yes. Mr. Vice Chair, got a few items to bring up with the Commission. 2015 calendar, we have to start looking at the dates for next year. So you'll be seeing those pretty soon, and we want you to look at those pretty seriously and tell us if you have any problems with your availability and the dates that have been proposed. Secondly, I wanted to remind everyone that before the next face-to-face commission meeting, there will be a conference call. That's August 1st, and we will be reviewing and deciding upon the wolf-related petition. This is information that you more information regarding the specifics of the petition before us and the staff proposal regarding how we should decide on that petition. So we will need a quorum at that August 1st conference call. If you are not going to be available, let me and Tammy know. So we can figure out what to do if we have a problem with the quorum. All right. Next item, August meeting, regular commission meeting. There will be an executive session on Thursday, August 7th, beginning at 3 p.m. This is an executive session that a number of us discussed wanting to hold in order to discuss a number of issues having to do with our potential litigation that we face. So we hope you can make it early to the commission meeting, so we'll be in attendance at that Thursday session beginning at 3 p.m. And then finally, Tammy needs to hear from all of you about your travel plans to Olympia, when you'll be arriving, whether you'll need a hotel room, and which days. So those are the items.
407.
Okay. Any questions on those items raised by Chair Wecker? So everybody will let Tammy know on that. Any other comments or items from the commission?
Just one more. I want to acknowledge that our director is going to take a little vacation, well deserved. I hope he has a relaxing time, comes back refreshed. This is the time that he has an opportunity to get away and he certainly deserves the R&R.
And thank you. Thank you very much.
I second that as well, and add, don't check your email every hour. Okay. Any other items from the commission? Well, hearing none, then I will bring to close this conference call of the Fish and Wildlife Commission for July 18th, wishing you all a good weekend, and again, thinking about all of those in harm's way in the fires.